I'm going to show you something real quick.
Aquatic biologist Jennifer Johnson is with the Department of Environmental Quality.
So this is a native mussel?
Looks like a fat mucket.
It's brown, palm-sized.
But you can see native mussels burrow from this end, so right about here is where they're going to be in the sediment. And so the rest of this is exposed. So you can see the zebra mussels attaching to right where their siphons are, so it makes it very hard to feed. In the last few years, we've greatly expanded our efforts in monitoring for aquatic invasive species. And we started planning last fall about lake selection, the approach that we were going to take, how many lakes we should do. We actually got rained out with the first three lakes, so this is our second lake that we're doing. We'll do the entire perimeter of the lake, the littoral zone, looking over the boat, and if we see something that we need to look at further, we'll do a rake toss, pull it in and ID some stuff.
Okay, we went into an area with a bunch of long, stringy plants underground, and Jen pulled some up with a rake, and now they're in a little tray. Actually, kind of a big tray.
Yeah. Milfoil, Eurasian water milfoil, is a lot more branchier, and it forms dense mats on the surface.
For the plants underneath, those mats block out the sun.
Whereas the native milfoil will just, as kind of what I was seeing, it just kind of goes up in a straight line and doesn't form those mats that can cause problems for boaters that could get tied up in their motors.
This milfoil might be a hybrid of the native and the invasive plants. Johnson saves a piece. She'll have the DNA tested to find out. But there's at least one invasive species in the tray.
You can tell, like I was saying before, the zebra mussels will attach to anything.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Yep.
Little zebra.
There's two of them right there. Actually three. The more you look, the more you find. We usually start at the boat launches and we do 15-minute snorkel searches and near shore wading searches.
Going crazy here. I'm going between the docks and the swim platforms.
Oh, all right. Living on the edge.
DEQ aquatic biologist Kevin Walters is captain of the motorboat today. Johnson watches the GPS as they look for a snorkel site.
I have previously marked points here where we get out and survey, and then I'm just following just in the general area. That's where we'll go.
You're good here?
Yep. Stopping here.
Johnson climbs out and Walters sets the stopwatch.
We have some priority species that we think are of particular concern because their impacts are so bad that we definitely don't want them here, or they're species that if they were to come here, we think we have a reasonable chance of eradicating them or stopping them.
That watch list includes Asian carp, northern snakehead, a plant called parrot feather.
We don't necessarily know where all those species are now or if we have those, so this survey will add to that. Even if a lake has zebra mussel or has Eurasian water milfoil, if it's at a low enough abundance, there's things you can do to control it. But once it's widespread and everywhere in the lake and it's starting to take over, there's not a lot you can do, or not a lot you can do that's cost effective and isn't like long-term, many, many, many years of ongoing treatment. We have the mobile boat wash where we've been taking it around to kind of priority locations. It has kind of dual purpose. One is actually cleaning things off of boats and decontaminating boats with zebra mussel larvae and aquatic plant material and potential fish diseases. But the real point is education and outreach, and it gives us a chance to tell people, hey, did you know that you're required by law to drain the water out of your bilge and your live well when you leave a boating access site? Or did you know you can't launch a boat with aquatic plant material attached to your boat or trailer? Did you know you're supposed to dump your bait in a garbage can, your leftover worms or minnows? They're not supposed to go back in the lake because you can transfer diseases or transfer invasive species that way. So it gives us a chance to give that message.
Walters checks the time.
All right, Jen.
Hopefully we can add on to what we're currently doing when we're monitoring lakes. Is this a great method for our biologists to incorporate? And so hopefully we can learn a lot of lessons and just move forward each year.
The DEQ plans to survey 15 lakes this summer, the last ones in the Upper Peninsula in early August. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.